With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Joe Biden and Donald Trump just a few days away now from the first of two presidential debates.
President Biden is at the Camp David Mountain Retreat for several days of preparations with senior campaign advisors. Aides have signaled that he is preparing to be aggressive and would not shy away from using the term convicted felon to describe Trump. The former president, meanwhile, will be in Florida next week for 2 days of private meetings as part of an informal prep process. His team plans to use the debate to go after Joe Biden's leadership ability and governing record. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, meanwhile, the former president, Mr. Trump, returning to Washington today. He's headlining the Faith and Freedom Road to Majority Conference. Also at SRNnews.com. Flooding evacuations in northern New Mexico.
Heavy rain and flash flood warnings have prompted mandatory evacuations in New Mexico's city of Las Vegas. After devastating wildfires this week, now residents in New Mexico have to deal with flooding from heavy rainfall. Near Albuquerque, the National Weather Service says there was flash flooding with multiple road closures. The Las Vegas municipal government announced mandatory evacuations for parts of the city, setting up shelters on both the east and west side. More than 2 inches of rain had fallen by late Friday. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The husband of a bride who was killed in a South Carolina road collision on their wedding night last year will reportedly receive more than $860,000 in a settlement. Three Alabama men have drowned while swimming in a Florida panhandle beach. Earlier this week, red flags had been posted at the beach indicating high hazard surf and rip current conditions. This is SRN News. Of the state of Massachusetts declaring war on pro-life pregnancy centers.
$1 million of taxpayer money is going into a campaign to convince women not to visit the clinics. The Massachusetts Department of Public Health says pro-life pregnancy centers use deceptive practices because they do not provide abortions. A series of ads bearing that message will soon appear on social media, radio, TV, and on billboards in Massachusetts. The ads were written by a private pro-abortion group. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal court has dismissed the appeal of a lawsuit challenging a man's acceptance into a sorority at the University of Wyoming. Three-judge U.S. 10th Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver ruled the case was not appealable because it could be refiled in a lower court. Six members of the sorority had sued to challenge the man's admittance to the organization. This is SRN News. Attorneys general all across the United States have a new fight on their hands.
That battle is to protect Americans from unproven and expensive stem cell treatments that salespeople claim can cure almost anything. Iowa is among the states suing companies raking in millions by injecting people with stem cells that the FDA says have little to no benefits and can be associated with serious side effects. One expert says many stem cells injected into people are already dead when they are used. The FDA has also issued some 30 warning letters to consumers since 2017. John Scott reporting.
Arkansas police say a shooter opened fire Friday at a grocery store, killing three people, wounding 10 more. Police shot and wounded the suspect. Two officers were among the wounded. No word on a motive. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow was up 15 points. More details at SRNnews.com.